All right, so how did the Kennedy assassination affect your life?
Well, I'm one of those people who was of the generation that had a tremendous impact. You know, it's like the scene from the Woody Allen movie, Annie Hall, where he's, you know, just obsessing about, you know, Kennedy, and his girlfriend can't understand it. But there's many men, many people of that generation, like myself, who never got over it. It's like Pearl Harbor or 9/11. But in some ways, it was even more powerful in me because in those cases, you had, like, you know, thousands of people who died. This was one man dying who changed history, and I was a freshman in college. So I was always interested in it, and it always had an impact on me. I didn't really, like, think about it a lot. I'm not some guy who was saying, like, oh, you know, there's a conspiracy or anything like that. And I think probably it was around 1980 when I read a book called Conspiracy by Anthony Summers, which is probably the best book out on there, that laid out all the facts and just sort of said, like, here are all the facts of it, you know, did this make sense? And then I became, like, really interested in all the alternatives to it and began reading a lot. So I've really read many, many books and researched a lot of this. And then when it came time to write a novel, I was like, wow, that could be something to write about. I mean, I write basically murder mysteries, and to me, the Kennedy assassination is the greatest murder mystery of all time. It's an unsolved murder from 50 years ago. That's the most famous ever. And I just decided, like, well, if I could write a mystery about that and sort of take the facts I know, and since we don't know all the answers, just kind of, you know, create a plot where I do a what if and come up with some answers, that might be an interesting book. So that's what I did.